puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we check in with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Remind us of the clue from last week.
Well, today we have another in our Buildings in Limbo series, in which we discuss places that, while not abandoned, have an uncertain future. This time, it's a building threatened by the difficulty in forming a minion.
What is a minion?
Well, the answer to that question hinges on spelling. If it is M-I-N-I-O-N, it may be that funny little creature in the movie Despicable Me. If it is M-I-N-Y-A-N, the way in which I meant it, the word represents a quorum of 10 men required to hold some religious rituals in Jewish synagogues. The subject of our discussion this morning is the House of Ashkenazi Synagogue in North Winnipeg.
10 men?
Yeah, in more traditional forms of Judaism, only males 13 and older may participate in a minyan. Now, more liberal congregations do include females in the count, but if the minyan is not achieved, the ritual cannot proceed.
What is the history of the House of Ashkenazi?
It's believed to be the oldest surviving synagogue in Winnipeg. Its site is at the corner of Burroughs Avenue and Charles Street, and that site was occupied by a Baptist church until 1922, when the building was sold to a group of Jews who had arrived the previous year. They named it Ashkenazi, meaning Germany, because they were the descendants of people from a variety of places in Germany, in Central and Eastern Europe, including Poland and Russia. And the new synagogue thrived. In fact, it was one of 18 synagogues that catered to the Jewish community that was, in fact, so large that some dubbed the area New Jerusalem. Now, the original synagogue was destroyed by fire in 1945, and 3 years later, 1948, the present two-story brick building was constructed. As an Orthodox synagogue, it had segregated worship spaces. There was a men's area on the main floor, overlooked by a woman's area on the second. Now today, by the way, it is the only Winnipeg synagogue with separate spaces, but both sexes worship on the main floor, separated by a simple partition wall. By the time the building was constructed, however, and this was again 1940s, changes in the city's Jewish community were well underway.
What sort of changes?
Well, according to historian Dan Stone, who has studied this, in the early 20th century, Winnipeg's Jewish community was divided geographically and philosophically. North Enders were the original arrivals from Europe and their descendants. They remained true to the language and culture of their ancestors. They believed that the wealthy Jews living in the southern part of Winnipeg had abandoned Jewish culture and had more or less assimilated into the Anglo-Saxon majority. Gradually, though, as the level of affluence among the North End Jews rose, more of them migrated southward, resulting in closures of synagogues in the North End and the opening of new synagogues in the south. Sherry Zedek's synagogue is a good illustration of this trend. Its first home had been in the North End, but in 1950, it moved into a beautiful new building on Wellington Crescent, which, of course, is in the Tony neighborhood of Crescentwood.
How many synagogues are there right now in Winnipeg?
Well, at present, there are at least 12 functioning synagogues, and who knows, there may be ones that I've missed. But there are also numerous former synagogues. In a lot of cases, the former synagogues have been converted to other purposes. So, for example, the former Sherry Zedek Synagogue on Dagmar Street is now a community center for Winnipeg's Sudanese community. A synagogue on Magnus Avenue is now an East Indian community hall.
So how many synagogues, past and present, are there in Winnipeg?
Late last year, I was contacted by Bernie Bellin. He's the publisher and editor of the Jewish Post and News. That's a weekly Jewish newspaper here in Winnipeg. He published a story listing what he thought were all the synagogues in the city. Well, over a period of several weeks, he received a lot of feedback from his readers, many suggesting that he had, in fact, omitted synagogues. Mr. Bellin subsequently did some detective work with help from Stan Carboni of the Jewish Heritage Center of Western Canada, to track down more of the former synagogues. His present total stands at 57. In some cases, the synagogue building has been replaced by some other structure at the site, and all knowledge of its existence has been lost. One that I like, for example, was known as the Milkman's Synagogue. It sat in the Garden City area on the north side of Leela Avenue, west of the CPR tracks.
How many synagogues are there elsewhere in Manitoba?
Well, at one time, there were active Jewish communities outside of Winnipeg at places like Brandon and Winkler, and they had synagogues correspondingly. That's changed. To my knowledge, there is only one functioning synagogue outside of Winnipeg, and it's in Winnipeg Beach. Built in 1950, it's used primarily during the summer months.
Coming back to the House of Ashkenazi, how is it doing?
Well, this year marks the 100th anniversary of its congregation, and it's the last of the North End synagogues operating at its original site. It's suffered broken windows and other acts of vandalism, and more worryingly, anti-Semitic graffiti has been sprayed on its exterior walls. But the greatest threat to the synagogue comes from within. The size of the congregation has dwindled to such a degree that it periodically cannot form a minyan. And they're now contemplating two choices: find a creative new use for the building that can coexist with the synagogue, or close.
Are they doing anything to prevent being closed?
Well, there is a group in the congregation that has proposed what I think is a very innovative way of retaining its religious function while celebrating the rich Jewish history of the North End. The main body of the synagogue would remain intact for daily services, but pews around the edges would be converted into display areas where there would be exhibits and displays about the history of synagogues, businesses, prominent North Enders, and family genealogy in the North End, along with a small cafe and gift shop. Eventually, if the idea proves successful, the women's area upstairs would be turned into more exhibit space. Yet, success is by no means assured. Even large synagogues like Sherry Zedek are seeing dwindling attendance, along with congregations of other faiths. They're the victims of changing societal attitudes to formal religion. Whether or not a small Orthodox Jewish synagogue in the North End survives its 100th birthday by becoming an interesting hybrid facility may require, well, let's just say, a leap of faith.
I see what you did there. Well, hopefully they can make it to their 100th anniversary.
Absolutely. Well, and then carry on, because it is a nice reminder of what used to be in North Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. So what's coming up next week?
Well, February is Black History Month, and I thought we would start with a vacant building that featured prominently in the first Black railway union in North America. It was formed here in Winnipeg in 1917. Very little is known about the man who founded it, and I think, based on my research, that I now know why. Stay tuned next week.
I'm excited to hear about that.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.